Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Jennifer Elstone, Global Director of Sales at Logistics Plus. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us, and we welcome you into this edition of Business Spotlight. Let's start things off by having you tell us about yourself and your background and how you came to join Logistics Plus.
So my name's Jennifer. I'm originally from England, from a town called Southampton, where the Titanic set sail from. I started getting into logistics when I was 16 and then just gradually moved through. And then about 5 years ago, I moved overseas to launch a product in America. So that's when my logistics career in America kind of kicked off.
Jennifer, your title at LP is Global Director of Sales. Tell us what that position entails and what a typical day is like for you at Logistics Plus.
Every day is different. It's extremely diverse. So sales isn't just about getting a job. It's about finding an industry like a lead. So you can do that by market research, whatever particular cargo types, making an introduction to that person, whether it's via LinkedIn or like attending a show, things like that, asking what that customer wants, pricing that inquiry, providing a solution using the teams that we have inside and outside of our network, and then all the way through to the booking. And that can literally just be liaising with somebody or stepping in at a job that they've already used somebody else for and we're going in to fix it. So it's a complete multitude of different things. It's about customer facing. It's about being there for the customer, talking to them, not just about getting the job over the line. So in every different region. So lots of time zones.
So what you're saying is you spend a lot of time on Microsoft Teams.
Thank God for Teams, actually. It's a fantastic tool.
It certainly is a terrific tool. So Jennifer, you've been with LP for about 8 months now. What are some of the main differences you have noticed working for Logistics Plus compared to past employers?
One thing that really stands out about LP and that I really, really like is although it's a big organization, you're not just a number. You actually mean something. Jim, Yuri and the team, they know everybody by name and probably what their favorite color is and things like that. So you're actually treated like a person. You're not just there as a function. Your character is just as important as the services and the qualities that you can bring both in a business and a personal professional capacity, which is really, really good that you spend most of your time with your work family. And that's exactly what LP is. Everybody gets along together. We all have a mixture of things that we do. So it's not like strictly one thing that everybody does and everybody's involved, which is really, really good. I've worked for companies before where they are really, really big and they don't even know your name. And it is literally like a bean counter, you know? So it's actually nice to have such a diverse, different role with so many people. And it feels like you're working next door to them all the time. And again, Teams helps with that because you get to speak to so many people on a daily basis. And then they're all really lovely people in comparison to some people before. And a complete mixture of old, young, male, female, just a complete mixture of people, which is really great.
Very well said. We hear that a lot on this program when your fellow colleagues speak about what it's like to work with everyone at Logistics Plus. When did you come to the conclusion that the logistics industry was where you wanted to stay and it was the right career choice for you?
I kind of changed my role a few times. So I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do in logistics. So it started off just doing a haulage clerical job. I kind of enjoyed that, but I didn't want to just do the one thing. So then it kind of diversified. And there's so many different things within logistics. Logistics isn't actually just shipping. It's finding solutions and making one and one add two, you know. And there's so many more things to learn on a daily basis. Like, you know, just shipping terms in general change. I like to learn new things and I like to find solutions. And it's not always about making something new. It's about improving something that's already there. And for some reason, like logistics just clicks in my brain. I really enjoy it. I get a buzz out of it when we find a solution and it works. And similarly, in logistics, there are things that do go wrong. It's an inevitability, unfortunately, but the way, if there is a problem, finding a way to fix it is what really counts. And I really enjoyed doing that so far with Logistics Plus, because we all work on certain things and there's a lot of things that happen outside of your control. So each day in logistics is a challenge, and it keeps you active. It stimulates you, or it does for me at least.
It's well documented the challenges the logistics industry has faced the last couple of years. How has that affected your position as the global director of sales?
You've got to think outside the box, no pun intended. A lot of things that Logistics Plus do are bigger things, but also the things that you can't see. So we've had to branch out and find a niche in almost every area of living. So, you know, installs, actual shipping, engineering, like that type of thing. So in order to set ourselves apart, which Logistics Plus do excellently and have done for many years, is by working together and racking all of our brains and using all of our skill sets, whether or not it's actual qualifications for engineering or it's actually someone being face to face with the customer all the time, getting the information that our teams use. And actually communication is key. So I think that's a really big thing about how we set ourselves apart and get over a lot of the issues. I mean, COVID changing routes and diversions, being in constant contact with all of our overseas offices and the people that we work with, like they're sitting next door to you, is second to none. The fact we all know each other so well, it really does give us an advantage that we are 24/7 and we can literally do whatever they want.
Jennifer, we'll get back to talking more about specifics involving your position with LP here in a few moments, but it was brought to my attention that your career took a brief pause a few years back. If you're comfortable talking about it, what happened with that setback and how are you doing today?
I can do. I had a health issue whereby I had to have 3 surgeries. They were quite major. Wasn't sure what the outcome was going to be. So I actually had a year out for recovery. I'm okay now. I have to go for checkups and stuff. But in the main, it was a very stressful time for me. And I had to have the surgery by myself over in the States, where there was a travel ban going on for COVID at the time. So none of my family could come over or anything like that. It was quite a horrible situation to be in. But I still wanted to work. So although like my body, I couldn't move as much and the recovery was quite extensive by lying down, I still wanted to do stuff, keep my brain active. So I did quite a lot of online courses to update with the shipping industry, Incoterms, as much as I could do to keep my brain active and positive, you know, to like get over it. It's just a stepping stone. So one thing it showed me is like, you know, life can be too short. So take every opportunity you can, make the most of it every day. And I like that I get to do that with Logistics Plus, and I don't look back to that time now, only forward.
Well, Jennifer, we are certainly glad to hear that you're doing well, that you're on the mend and back with Logistics Plus in your role. Thank you for sharing that story. I'm sure it was a very difficult time. Going back to some of your responsibilities with LP, your main areas of focus encompass group marine and motorsports logistics. What types of solutions does that entail?
For the marine industry, there are like 4 different categories. So you've got racing craft, industrial, leisure craft. So in respect of that, what we try to offer is a full marine logistics package. So that can be cradle supply, divers to do underwater slings, for full documentation, collections, warehousing, captaincy, like the whole shebang. So we have the network available to us from my past, and also meeting new people while going to boat shows and things like that. And the idea is that we partner with people. It has been monopolized for quite a while, the marine industry, where you've got the really big players that just do the main part of the freight. But with the Logistics Plus network and how we're set up and strategically placed offices and agents, we can actually help the customer to do all of it whilst helping other companies like ourselves that kind of want to do the same. So building partnerships to offer the end-to-end one-stop shop, and that can be for the marine industry, for the motorsport industry, it's from track to track. It can be shipping a tiny little nut and bolt while the race is on, by air freight, or shipping hazardous fuels, resins, tires, All of the above, so the actual end product, but also all of the pieces that make it together as well. And it's quite a lot of work, but it's about adopting general forwarding with project logistics and bringing it into one.
We hear so many great stories when we do these interviews with different LP employees for Business Spotlight. And I hear that you were recently involved in the transport of a very interesting automobile that made its way through Erie. Give us the details about that story.
Yeah, so it's a classic that was featured in a movie. It still hasn't technically been confirmed online, but it will be soon once it arrives, so we can do that. But yeah, so we pick up some classics. They're usually sold by curators or museums. Some have been featured in movies and some haven't. And then we're expected to go and collect it, keep it safe, and then ship it to its new owner. Some of them actually do feature in films again and things like that. So it's something I've got quite a lot of experience in, having moved the James Bond collection in my previous role before and doing shipments for the TV show Top Gear and stuff like that. So although it adapts the same kind of policies you normally would ship something in, it's got that little bit of extra care while you're doing it because it is high value. Sometimes you're not allowed to mention it until it arrives, for example, or, you know. But yeah, it's a really good project to have been involved in. There was a small issue with it where the vessel operator changed the sailing, and our team worked excellently. And now we have it in our warehouse, safe and sound, waiting for the next vessel. So we didn't get port charges. So again, that just highlights how good the team is. A lot of these people that I've worked with before, like anytime you start working for a new company, they're like, I know about you, but I don't know about Logistics Plus. And this is perfect because it just shows that, yeah, problems might happen. It's out of our control, but we're still there to facilitate it and with our own warehouse. So it's actually been really, really great that people trust us with what you would say luxury cargo, and the fact that everybody knows that it's been in a film as well. It's just really nice stuff to be involved in, really.
Well, as exciting as it may seem to be involved in such an important piece of cargo, I would imagine there are a lot of sleepless nights until it ends up at the proper destination, correct?
What is this thing you call sleep? Yeah, I think I do get that feeling with all cargo. I'm sure everybody else does in Logistics Plus when it's in our care and custody. But there is a little bit of extra worry for the high-value items for sure. So... but the team keep everybody in touch, so we talk all the time. We're relaying that information to the customer, and then when you get the pictures of it being safe and sound, having a slumber party in our headquarter warehouse, it's just like you can relax for a bit until the next section, you know. But I have every confidence in the partners that we use, the vessel operators. I mean, you know, delays happen, but it's how you handle that at the time, and to be able to offer the safe storage at our HQ is actually, you know, really, really good. So well.
Jennifer, give our listeners a few examples of some of the other projects or moves that you've been involved with during your time at LP.
Yeah, it's quite varied, actually. So originally I was kind of brought on to grow the marine and the vehicle side of things. But having been in various positions over my career so far, I've bought quite a few random stuff. So we are just about to do warehouse and distribution in the UAE and America and Canada for a company that makes lithium-ion batteries for race cars. So we'll import them from source in China, FCL, store them in our warehouse in Dubai and also in Houston, USA, and Dallas. And then we will distribute them out once they're sold and do dangerous goods packing, issue of a dangerous goods note, and everything like that. So that's going to be multimodal warehousing supply chain type of thing. So that's due to start next week. We've also won a frozen food contract in the USA. So it's distribution. And we're also going to be running some distribution centers for that as well. So we will be receiving in the product, storing it, and then sending full truckloads to various stores all across America. So that's quite a big contract. It has to be temperature controlled. And it started off just doing the trucking, but as we did such a great job of it, they actually want us to assist in running their distribution centres, which is fantastic. And it's one of the things that LP do best, actually. More on the project side, we've done a coil spool, which was from Houston to Mersin. So perfect for us. We've got a great team in Houston. We also have a great team in Turkey. And it actually arrived yesterday. And we've done a couple of yachts already. I think this was the one where I was biting my nails quite a bit with the great Aaron Bisbee as well. So we had three boats that wanted to be delivered to the New York Power Authority. And it was over the New Year period. Everyone else was closed. We managed to actually find vehicles and get them there on the 31st, on New Year's Eve, from Tacoma to New York, Fonda, which was quite tricky to actually do that. And one of the vehicles actually broke down. I had like a tire blowout on the way. So we had to replace the vehicle. We still managed to actually get it there on time. So for the short few months that I've been with LP, we can certainly say that we've had a very diverse amount of inquiries and jobs that have already been put through, which is great.
Well, Jennifer, let's dig a little bit deeper into your position as the Global Director of Sales. And with a lot of the conversations we've had with Jim Berlin over the years, LP is a company that really doesn't have any formal sales organization, which makes what you do very unique, doesn't it?
It is unique. I do think, though, that the people that LP have and they're lucky to have, everyone is almost doing sales in their own right, just because of how they are. The customers we have, it's not like just a customer. We have partnerships and friendships with these people. So every single person within LP is kind of doing their sales, and they're mostly behind a desk. So I feel like from my side, it is actually quite difficult. I'm extremely active. I move around a lot. So at the beginning, it's definitely new to LP, and it's definitely new to me as well. So getting used to having someone that's out all the time and moving from country to country, but working with the ops team and stuff. The ops team acted like salespeople, like I say, as well. So they're on the phone to the customer. They've got that rapport. They understand how the contract works. So it's about building on that. And I think having an operational background as well and being out there customer facing, I think that's, again, it's not your typical director of sales role. It's very varied. I have to do nitty gritty stuff, ops wise and things as well. But I do think it is a new thing, and it's going quite well with the Logistics Plus group so far. But like I say, it's not your typical global director sales role as you would see it maybe, where it's all about conversion. It's all about percentage. You know, we all understand that there's a journey in which you have to get to actually build something, whether it's trust or not, and just having these partnerships and being able to find solutions. So we understand that it's a journey. And if we need something in order to be able to do that, Jim and the team are fantastic. They're like, what do you need to be able to do this? You can share your ideas, brainstorm, and say, I think that this particular market would be really good, and this is how I think we should do it. And then they'll be like, okay, they'll give you the tools to do it and try, which I really, really like. There's never, the door is always open, basically. And I think that they've welcomed that type of sales role in, but in a very LP fashion, which I like.
I like how you ended that statement in typical LP fashion. And continuing with that theme, when you talk sales with Jim Berlin, most sales organizations are strictly number-based, goal-oriented. Beating the prior month or year or X percentage of growth is really all that matters in a lot of those circumstances. That's not how Jim Berlin thinks. And to use the word unique again, LP's particular interpretation of global director of sales is unique, isn't it?
It is very unique, because typically when you're in a sales role, it can actually be quite miserable at times, because you might have a finance director that's sitting there counting the beans, but he doesn't necessarily know how you get the beans in the first place. And there's a lot of pressure. You're like, if you hit your target, the next time you hit your target, they just increase it without actually knowing how you're going to achieve it or whatever. And I do think that some of the partnerships that we have at LP, it might not necessarily be one of the most profitable, but they are, in the sense that we've helped find a solution. It's helped that business, because it is about building these partnerships and things like that. And also things that each individual that work at Logistics Plus are generally interested in. I'm a bit of a nerd. I read all sorts of weird stuff on the internet, and I got like really excited about these Titanic train units that are being restored in England the other day. you know, and I'm looking at this thing and I'm sending it to Jim and I'm like, yes, look at this. So just doing things that, you know, marking history, we're moving historical things, we're moving things from movies, we're helping businesses and helping ours and all doing it together. I think that's quite definitely unique. It's something that motivates me for sure. And having a smile on my face and being able to go out and customer face and put myself into situations that I haven't done before because they give me the confidence to do that.
You brought up maintaining client relationships, and we know that's such a huge part of what Logistics Plus does. But like any other company, there's also the pursuit of new clients and building new relationships that's really important too. So how do you go about that? Is it more of a word of mouth thing, the way you take care of the current customers, or is it something that you have to aggressively go out and seek at this point as well, just trying to build the new client business?
It is a complete mixture. So I've got a lot of customers that I've worked with in the past that are being brought on now to Logistics Plus and being enforced and reminded that I exist and now it's with Logistics Plus by going to certain events which are industry specific. So we just attended the Dusseldorf Boat Show, which you'd think is all just about the yachts, and it really isn't. But there is an element of, so I look at where our offices are, and especially for the new offices that we've opened, I'm like, how can I be of assistance to help that office ease in gently? Because opening a new facility always has its initial struggles and whatever. So I then look at that country. I look at what they manufacture the most. Try and stay away from the high volume because that is very competitive and you often excel a lot of effort for not that much. And there are people that are very, very professional and clued up to do that. So I figure out what commodities are built and imported and exported from that country. I then narrow that down to actual companies and then categories of what it is. So it could be like food, hazardous materials, cars, yachts, oil and gas project equipment, blah, blah, blah. And then I go about seeing if I'm connected to somebody in that industry or for that company already. And if I'm not, I find out who they are, make a contact, send them our company blurb, what the services are that we can, let them know that we have a new office there or we have an existing office there, and then openly ask if they would like a Teams meeting or a face-to-face meeting or suggest meeting at an event that's mutual in the middle. So there is a lot of that that's going on. And then I share that information inside, and then with the help of the teams, we either provide a proposal or it gets handed over to someone that's actually in that division. So that happens every single day, not just the people that I already have been in contact with, you know. So I feel like that's a fluid thing. And when it comes to manufacturing, we've seen, especially over the COVID times, that it hit people hard financially. So a lot of these manufacturing plants, again, whether it's for retail or something else, they actually moved their manufacturing to a different country, for example. And I would read that. I sign up to like news bulletins and things like that so that I can see a trend change, basically, about where things are imported and how much influx you have from one area to another, so that we have our finger on the pulse at all times and we can actually keep moving and then therefore offer the best solutions to our customers as well, because it's forever changing. So that's a big part of my role that I would say isn't necessarily about getting a sale over the line. It's actually about retaining business and like handling the business that we do have well all the time by looking at these solutions, changing carriers, for example, and suppliers that we use. Like, it's healthy to continue to look around on the market, and that's not just clients, that's everything that we do. So that's a huge part of my role, and something quite different, I think, that some of the teams in Logistics Plus haven't necessarily had before. But it is very, very useful, and it's just sharing information and then using it in the right way together that makes us different to other people.
So, Jennifer, I've been made aware that you split your time between Germany and the United States. How does that work, and how do you manage your schedule?
I do. I'm actually in Germany right now, and tomorrow I'm flying back to Florida, Miami. I've kind of got adjusted to two time zones, but typically within a day I cover four. So that's Asia, Europe, Middle East, and Americas, which includes South America and the Caribbean. So my clients have almost been trained that at certain times of the day, they know I'm always going to be around, but they then have the backup of the local office. So we keep that in copy. And I do sound like an old lady. I do have two arranged naps during the day. We call it 40 winks in England. So 40-minute power nap before. So when I finish my European day, the power nap happens, and then it's start of the America and the Asia day. So that's how it's working at the moment. As we keep growing, it won't be as involved, because right now I'm trying to get people to know the brand, come on with us in a more escalated fashion. But gradually, it will all be pushed through to the teams, and I might get a little bit more sleep than I'm getting now. Beauty sleep needed.
Well, Jennifer, as a fellow fan of power naps, it is great that you're able to integrate that into your schedule. That's good stuff right there. So as we've mentioned a couple of times on this program, we speak with so many different LP employees throughout the year on Business Spotlight. And it's no surprise to us that the company is recognized as a great workplace year in and year out. And from what you have seen so far in your short time with LP, what makes it so special?
Like I said before, you actually feel unappreciated as a person. So you're not just there for a function. You're just a number, and you only get spoken to in, you know, a professional capacity. They actually care about you. One of the best things is, I mean, it is such a big company, so there is always that risk that you could just get lost in translation and there's no way to navigate. But they really do try their best to make sure that doesn't happen. So like the recent meetup that we all had at the HQ in Erie was fantastic. So we actually got to put faces to names, you know, the people that you just speak to over email, or people that you should be speaking to over email, but you haven't yet for whatever reason. So I really, really enjoyed that. We are, it seems like, a work family rather than just you go to work, get up and, you know, and go home again. It's really not like that. It's very much about character and personality, just as much as it is about the job that you're actually doing for the company. And they really care about who you are and how you're feeling and how they can make you feel comfortable while working there, which is, it's definitely unique. It's not something that I've experienced to this level in any position I've had before.
And you just alluded to it. You were able to attend LP's big holiday party at Erie earlier this month. What did you think about Erie, PA, and the folks here at LP's global headquarters?
It's definitely a unique place. I'll give you that. The office is sensational. It's massive. And the actual area, I've never been to Pennsylvania before. So it was really nice to experience that. It was actually warmer than it was from where I came from in Germany. So I was quite surprised about that as well. And I am British, so if I didn't mention the weather at least once, I wouldn't be a proper Brit. It was good to see when you go downtown in Erie, the presence that Logistics Plus actually have. It is like Logistics Plus town, which is, it's really good to see. It's the birthplace of Logistics Plus as well. So I was really honored to be invited to go. And just seeing how many people from all different paths in life and everything like that were actually in that room all together, and most of them knew each other, you know what I mean? It was just such a friendly atmosphere to be involved in, and just seeing everybody having a good time. And I think that especially was really nice, is that was a really important thing that Logistics Plus did, is rewarding everybody for a great year for Christmas and New Year, and flying everybody in to meet each other again, taking that time that, you know, we should get to know each other outside of the workplace as well as in it. So having been with the company for a short time, I think that was really, really beneficial for me, and just to meet everybody as well. So I really enjoyed that, and I'm looking forward to going back there when it's slightly warmer.
Well, Jennifer, you got to get up here during the summer and visit Presque Isle. I think you'd be very impressed. And just like that, we've reached the conclusion of the program. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to cover today that you'd like to go over regarding LP, the industry, or even your role with the company?
No, I don't think so. I think we've covered quite a vast section there, so that's good.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.